Members of the LePage administration renewed efforts today to build support for a so-called right-to-work bill. It would eliminate the requirement that employees in unionized workplaces join the collective bargaining unit or pay representation fees to the union. Supporters say it would attract new jobs to Maine, but critics insist that many Maine workers owe their benefits and salaries to the collective bargaining process. A.J. Higgins has more.
Governor Paul LePage has tried to sell the right-to-work philosophy to a less-than-receptive Maine legislature in the past. This year, he says Maine's very future is at stake and sent his senior staffers to a meeting of the legislature's Labor, Commerce, Research and Development Committee where two right-to-work measures were under review.
I am John Butera, senior economic advisor for Governor LePage, and I'm here to testify in support of LD 489 and 1353. These are the right-to-work bills.
Butera testified that automaker BMW's decision to open a plant in South Carolina more than 20 years ago was influenced in part because South Carolina is a right-to-work state. He says in the last two decades, the company has added 8,800 workers and invested $7 billion in the region to drive the per capita income of Greenville County to 15% above the rest of the state. In short, Butera says the company's investment transformed the state.
I want Maine to compete for these projects. I want Maine to have a seat at the table. Do we have a chance to win one of these projects? We'll never know. The great Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I want Maine to have and take a shot. The time is now for right to work. Indiana and Michigan have passed it in 2012. Wisconsin passed it this past year. Kentucky has 11 counties that have passed right to work legislation.
And Julie Rabinowitz of the State Department of Labor told the committee that federal job statistics clearly show that right to work states enjoy advantages over non-right to work states.
Employers prefer to relocate or open new facilities in right to work states. This leads to increased job growth. Michigan became right to work in 2012. And quote, since its right to work law took effect, Michigan has experienced the nation's sixth largest growth in the number of people working, adding 141,000 jobs from March 2013 to December 2014, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The impact of these bills would be to dramatically undercut workers' ability to come together and bargain for a better life, and to dramatically undercut unions' ability and their core mission to improve the lives of working people.
Matt Schlobohm is executive director of the Maine AFL-CIO.
And it is no understatement to say that these bills undermine unions as we know them and undermine collective bargaining as we know it.
Schlobohm says workers who do not join their unions but instead pay a fair share fee for representation under a contract receive the same benefits as workers who pay dues. He challenged claims by the bill's proponents, who said right-to-work states pay higher wages and instead insisted that unions are a check and balance on what he referred to as, quote, corporate greed. And Steve Akerley, a registered nurse at the Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor and a member of the Maine State Nurses Association, says that unionized nursing assures better patient care and patient safety.
Because we have a collective bargaining agreement and a voice, nurses in our union are protected when we speak out on behalf of our patients without retaliation, key word. Would you have that taken away from us and the patients we care for?
Lawmakers on the committee are expected to work the bills later this month when votes are expected to divide along party lines. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.